Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Pagliarani to Green and they have Ward trapped. The throw over to Cater, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Cullen reaches second base with a double. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green catches it and throws to second with Campaneris covering, to double up Cullen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Bando moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to third. Pagliarani moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Josephson. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cullen is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Josephson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Locker now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to second. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-3 in the game. Voss takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Bill Melton. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cater strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Joe Rudy. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rene Lachman pinch hits for Ramon Webster. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.